Hi everyone, I'm Molly.
And I'm Angie, and you're listening to
So That's a Thing,
where we bring you our take
on some random shit. We have Laugh Fest. We have Laugh Fest going on.
I just don't think we can ever do our intro without being serious. Like, we're always like...
We always start laughing before.
Right beforehand. Oh my god.
Because what happens off mic, guys, is pretty fucking hilarious. And then we have to stop laughing just so we can hit record.
That's why I just said we can never do a live episode.
No.
Because nobody would understand what we're talking about, because we're just sitting here laughing. But it's
and then I have to run to the bathroom because I almost pee my pants. Oh my god.
Oh.
Too fun. Hello everyone.
Hi. How's it going? Welcome.
Pretty good.
Welcome
pretty
to
good.
So That's a Thing podcast.
Woohoo! Woo. So what's going on, Angela?
Not a whole lot. Just waiting for summer. Fucking
right?
Illinois.
Yeah.
I mean,
hey, it's been pretty nice. I'm not complaining. I complained all winter long.
Yeah,
so
this week hasn't been.
You will not catch me complaining.
Well,
I'll take the rain. I'll take it all. I don't care. I love it.
It went from like 40 one day and then it's 80 the next. Like, my issue is like, I don't know heat or air.
How you gonna dress for this weather?
I know. It's sweater
weather. What do you
do? It's sweater weather.
Sweater weather.
So no, but I'm glad that it's starting to get warmer because I saw this item, the other thing, I guess you would say,
okay,
the other day that I was super excited about. So you know how they have, like, pool floats are the new thing, right? Like,
oh, yeah.
Everybody has, like, the unicorn.
I was going to say, I see all different
shapes.
And the donut, and the
piece of pizza. And
hamburger.
Everything can be a pool float. Well, so although this one is not a, like, funky
food
shape or food or anything, it's just a chair. It's just an inflatable chair. It's a motorized inflatable pool float. So you can actually like turn it on and take yourself either around the pool or around the lake, which I'm super excited. Good friends of ours, Julie and Dave. Woo woo. You
Hello.
Guys rock. They have a lake house.
Okay.
And it has like right off on the dock or whatever. You can go into the lake. And I mean, how fucking amazing would it be to have a motorized pool float.
Right?
Like, it has, like, a little joystick on it that you, like, move yourself around.
So does it run on a battery?
I don't fucking know.
Like, what if you get out in the middle of the lake and the battery dies?
Well, then you paddle your ass back in, don't you?
I guess you had a floaty device, so
you're
fine.
Yeah, you're fine. I mean, somebody just has to pull
just
you
turn
back
around
in.
And kick.
Yeah. Well, because it's probably, like, poor Dave. Like, every time we go out to the lake, Misty, Julie, and I will get on our floaties, and we all kind of float, and before you know it, we floated out kind of far, and Dave's like, you guys are coming too far, hang on, and he'll come out and, like, grab onto one, and we all link in, and
he pulls
all three of us back for a little bit, and then we just lay there again, and he's like, you guys are out too far.
Like, what a guy.
Thanks for making sure we don't drown.
Nice. Or so end up downstream.
Right, so I'm sure if my motorized pool float runs out, Dave, I know you're listening. Mr. Hagler, you would come save us.
Nice. Good friend to have.
So, Jules, we need a motorized pool float.
Cool.
I got $5 towards it, so. So, I'm ready for sweater weather to become swimsuit weather.
Oh, I love getting my gams out. I got my shorts on today.
You do have your shorts on today. I'm blinded by the white lights of your legs.
Right. Oh, they'll be tan soon enough.
Yeah.
But,
get some tan gummies.
Yeah, right? Where are those?
I never ordered them.
Well, you can't even buy them in the U.S.
Takes a while for them to get over from Europe.
Right? Oh, man.
Yeah. So, I get the shorts on. Although, it's that time of year, too, though, where you got to shave, like, every day.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I just...
Yeah.
Which I try and do that anyways,
sure.
But...
Yeah.
I don't know. TMI for the podcast, but...
I don't mind. If that means I get to have shorts on.
Yeah, have your shorts on.
I'm good.
But then it's also that time of year where you're like, oh, I got to find all my summer clothes. And then you're like, ooh, this fit last year.
Still got some holiday weight hanging on there.
Still got some baby weight. And I never had a baby.
Well, I'm excited. Yeah, are you doing anything fun for the summer? You're going to Florida soon.
I am going to Florida soon. Yeah, yeah, getting ready to. I have a buddy that has a condo down there, so gonna take a quick little long weekend away, and
that'll be fun.
Enjoy the Florida weather. It's supposed to be this like 90 and hot.
Well, this time of year though is a good time to go down.
Oh, it is. It really is, and they have the association he's at has a beautiful pool, and now I'm just bragging, and yeah, so it's fine. Got a couple concerts lined up, so you know me.
Fun.
Love me some.
We're gonna take a camping trip this summer. It'll be the very first time all of my children go camping.
Like tents and sleeping bags, or like campers?
Both. They'll be both.
Okay.
So we'll see. We have friends that have property in Michigan, so we're going to go up there and do that. So it should be interesting. They've never camped before. We haven't even done like a backyard stint or anything like that. Ooh. So we'll see.
Yeah.
Hopefully it'll be good.
I'll have to send you. I saw a recipe the other day that it was you take like ice cream cones, mm-hmm. like waffle cones.
Yeah, yeah.
And you stuff it with all the s'more stuff.
Okay.
To the chocolate and the marshmallows and everything, and you shove it inside the cone and wrap it in foil.
Oh, perfect.
And then put that like over the campfire.
That's a great idea because I have been trying to think of something to like bring because we're going to like a friend's property, so they have like all the stuff already.
Yeah.
So I wanted to bring something cute.
Yes.
I will bring that.
I'll have to send that recipe to you.
OMG.
Because you don't have to just do s'mores. It was all kinds of, like, you could put like apple pie filling and like cinnamon, all kinds of stuff. And you've got a little crust right there in your cone, and it just heats it up, and it's just delicious.
That's a great idea. Yeah, send that to me for sure.
Now I kind of want a s'more.
Tis the season.
It really is.
Yes.
S'mores are good anytime, though. I feel like I could eat the fuck out of a s'more on Christmas the same as I could in the middle of the summertime over a campfire.
That's true.
S'mores are underrated. They really are. Remember how we used to... Do you remember there was like that whole... I don't know, maybe it was like a little kitschy thing where all the restaurants, like it was a dessert where you could make your own s'mores. Like there was like three or four restaurants here in town that like maybe 5-6 years ago it was the new kitschy thing. And they were like, oh, you remember how like skillet cookies were a thing?
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
So then like s'mores became a thing. So they would bring out, they had those little...
that you put underneath... like
the
when
pans,
you have
the
a
serving pans.
When you have a buffet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had
yeah.
those little heaters or candle things
yeah.
and they basically that would come out and you'd like that and they had a little fire and
that seems like a lot of work.
And yeah, they brought in the marshmallows and the graham crackers and the stuff and you gotta sit there and roast your marshmallow and eat your s'more.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't usually do dessert when I'm out. So.
I think it was like $15 but you ordered it for the whole table kind of thing. But yeah, there was like three or four places in town that all of a sudden it was like, oh, that's good.
I might do something like that at home. I don't know if I want
to
work
pay
on my
$15
to work on my dessert. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. I bet bougie people wouldn't do it. They'd be like, cook it for me.
Yeah. Well, that's why, like, I feel like Alexander's is that way. Like, we have a restaurant here in town where, I mean, but it's a big steakhouse.
Right.
And it's very expensive. Well, not very expensive, but it's expensive enough. But
right.
it's like the whole premise is they have a salad bar.
Right.
So you go get your own damn salad.
Okay.
And then they have grills. You cook your own steak.
Like, oh,
you
I didn't
pull,
know that.
Yeah,
okay.
You pull your steak out of the cooler. Like you go and they have all the meat on display and you pull your steak out or your meat or whatever. And they have these huge grills inside.
Oh.
And you go put your potato, you put your steak, if you want like garlic toast, like you cook everything and it's like $40 for your steak and it's like I served myself. Like
do you have to tip the waiter?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, because they bring you your drink and then they clear your plate and you can pay like an extra $2 or something like that to have somebody cook it, but it's kind of like the whole ambiance is that you go and cook your own. I'm like, why is it so fucking expensive? And I did all the work.
Why are you going out to do that?
I know.
Yeah.
You can do it at home. Well, your salad bar is pretty fucking amazing.
Oh, okay.
I do love me a good good salad bar.
That goes back to me and germs. I can't do it.
They have a sneeze guard the size of Texas, Molly. You'll be all right. You'll be all right. Don't worry about it.
I don't do those buffets.
You'll be okay.
Not for me.
You'll be okay. I promise you. I promise you this.
Okay,
when you
have E. coli or whatever.
Maybe that's who knows? I think I'm all right. We're doing all right.
Good
so,
grief.
All right. Well, speaking of E. coli, no.
Mine's not about E. coli.
Okay. Well, what do you got for us this week?
Well, mine is...
Yes.
I'm on the fence about this. Okay. It's cute. It's kitschy. It's stupid. I don't get it.
Okay.
So, all right. So, New York's hottest new club. No, I'm just kidding.
It's called Heathens. They have mushroom-infused tequila.
Right. So, okay. So, everybody knows what an Airbnb is, right? Yes. Like, where you, somebody else owns a property and you pay them money to go and spend the night.
Sure.
For those who don't know what an Airbnb is. Okay. Well, new this year.
Okay.
It's, well, for, at least from what I gathered from the article.
Okay.
It's new this year. There is a super-sized potato hotel.
What?
Potato.
Potato.
Potato, like the vegetable.
P-O-T-A-T-O.
Yes.
Potato.
Potato.
Okay.
Don't get too excited. Okay. So it is a giant potato Airbnb in no place other than Boise, Idaho.
Well.
Idaho, potato. Okay. So basically.
What did Idaho? She owed her Mary land.
Full of potatoes.
Didn't you ever hear that States game? Like the song? States? Like the state song? Like, what did Idaho?
She hoed her Maryland.
She hoed her Maryland. What did Delaware? She wore her New Jersey.
No.
You've never. Why did California? She phoned to say Hawaii. You've never heard
no.
that?
No.
Oh my God. There's so many of them.
I went to a different school
Why
system.
Why did Flora die? She died of misery.
What?
Yes.
Oh, now I gotta know this song.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
No. Well, something to look up on the weekend.
How much did I weigh? She weighed a Washington.
What? You got them. You got them. She just keeps bringing them, people.
All right. Sorry. All right. Anyways, back to Idaho.
Well, speaking of ton. So this is a 6-ton spud.
Jesus Christ. Is it a real potato?
I'll get there.
Okay.
It's not. Recycled into a tiny home created by Christy Wolf.
Okay.
So.
Christy.
Yes. Christy is very artistic.
Well.
So basically this is it's 28 feet by 12 feet and then it's 11 and a half feet tall.
Oh.
It's made of steel, plaster, and concrete.
It's a giant tater.
It is a giant tater.
They call me Tater Salad.
That's not a state.
No, what? Sorry.
But from the exterior, it looks like a gigantic potato.
Potato. Okay.
It was originally built as a promotional tool for Idaho Potato Commission, the Big Idaho Potato Tour. That traveled across 48 states for 7 years.
Oh my God. America. Stop.
So they built this giant potato and like strapped it on or like bolted it down to a, strapped it on.
Strapped it on. Hashtag lube life.
So they put on like a big flatbed and like to promote potatoes, they like drove it around the USA.
Who's not eating potatoes?
I don't know. Or who doesn't know about potatoes?
Like, why? It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, potatoes not a new thing.
We spent how? No. Hey guys. This is brand new mushroom.
Let me tell you about this potato.
Oh my God.
Okay, so that after it went on its 7-year tour to promote the potato. It was, they decided to donate.
Did it work?
I don't know. I didn't look up the stats on potato sales over the last 7 years.
What the fuck, Molly? We're supposed to be educational and entertaining.
Oh, I just thought the second part. Okay, so basically she asked and they donated it to her. She was actually on the Idaho Potato Commission.
Sure, of course.
And so, like, when they were retiring the potato.
Right.
She asked if they would donate it to her.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And she wanted to transform it into the rental. And they thought, like, that was a good idea, so then it would promote, like, the agricultural part of Idaho.
Because nobody knew that Idaho had agriculture.
Stuff. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. So basically, this took her 30 days with herself and her mom and her sister to renovate the potato. It is actually energy efficient.
Of course.
It has foam insulation.
Well, you can make a, you can plug a light bulb into a potato.
Oh, that's right!
Yeah!
Yeah! Hello? Science! Science!
I mean, the whole thing should be running off itself.
Like, right?
God!
Sustainable.
God!
It has a queen bed. It has some chairs, shelving, electricity with outlets. Okay?
So you don't have to just plug your light bulb into the wall.
No, it just, you could just plug your, like, to, like, do your phone.
Sure.
Now, it does not have a bathroom within the potato. There is a recycled silo just a few steps away.
No, I want to shit in a tater.
I think they probably make you constipated, so I don't think they're a laxative
vegetable. Don't think I would want to stay somewhere that you have to walk outside to go to the bathroom when it's raining.
Right, but the bathroom is very nice. It actually has a whirlpool and a fireplace and a skylight.
Oh.
Yes, it's very fancy.
Why is it fancier than the potato? I was there, why can't I just stay there? Why do I have to pay for your tater?
Now, if you are interested in staying in the potato Airbnb,
yes,
it is $200 a night.
No, that's too expensive.
For this tiny ass
tater.
Little tater.
Well, it's a big tater.
It's a big tater tot. yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
$200 a night.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would do it just to say that I stayed in.
I think that's why most people are doing it. I don't think you're like looking just to go to Boise and be like, oh, I need a quick room to stay in. Potato.
Potato. Honey, the only thing left is a room at the La Quinta or the Tater. Now, the Tater has a whirlpool. The La Quinta has a free continental breakfast.
We're going to stay in the Tater. So, I cannot wait for this episode to actually come out so I can put the pictures up.
I'm excited to see it. It literally
looks like a potato.
Well,
it looks
like a giant potato. If they were trying to promote potato sales, I would hope to fuck it looks like a potato.
It's like...
Because the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile looks like a wiener.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a giant wiener rolling down the street.
It does. But it the way it's sitting in the ground and everything, like, it looks like it's, like, part of the World's Fair, like, giant, potato.
Yeah.
Like, until you realize there's a door on the side, it looks like a real potato. And, like, when you go inside, it's just, like, walls are plastered, so it's still round on the inside.
Yeah.
And then she has, like, a bed in there and a couple chairs. I mean, it's cute. I mean,
it's kitschy, but
it's not fancy, and I don't know where she gets the $200 a night.
Well, it's for the kitsch. I mean, you're paying for the notoriety. You're paying for the...
But, yeah, she... Does it come
with, like, mashed potatoes or anything?
No.
Like, is there a bag of Lay's?
No. Just some outlets to plug your phone into. Oh, there's an antler chandelier, too.
What the fuck does that have to do with potatoes? It's kitschy. Well, maybe I'm going to go make a giant tomato and you can stay in my tomato next to my potato.
Sounds saucy.
I know!
Puns. You love a pun.
I do love a pun. Good stuff. Huh.
So, yeah, if anybody is planning to visit Boise, Idaho.
Yeah. All right. Well,
apparently this chick, too, this Christy Wolf, she has several other... Airbnbs that she has transformed.
Vegetable-shaped?
No, she has one that's like a big, like, tree house that you can stay in.
I don't think I could do that.
Yeah. Well, no, I think I would.
They have that whole, like, Treehouse Nation or whatever it's called.
I don't think I could live
those,
in one.
Like, bougie tree houses for, like, basically a house. Like, it's like, oh, we spent $100,000 to put a fucking home in a tree.
Right. I don't think I could live in one. I would definitely spend the night in one. Like, I think that would be fun.
Oh, is the bathroom up there? Do you got to get down? I can't. I pee a lot.
You just hang your butt over the side.
No. Then that's a no. That's a hard pass.
Hope nobody's walking underneath.
I would fall. Yeah. I would, A, piss on someone and probably get a ticket. And then, B, like... Yeah. Chance of golden showers tonight.
Like. Gross. Gross.
Hilarious.
So, yeah, that's my thing for this week.
Giant potato Airbnb.
Idaho.
Huh. Yeah. Or is it an Airbnb?
No.
No.
You can't pee in there.
No, not pee, but pee. I know what
you mean. I know what you mean.
Bed and breakfast.
No, there's no pee in there.
It's a potato and... I don't know. Okay. Anyway.
Sorry, I just spit on you.
You're
sorry.
Right. You're right. All right.
All right. What's your thing this week?
So my thing... How am I going to... If you don't want to look like a potato...
Okay. All right.
That's how they're connected.
Okay. Got it.
So...
Potato shapes are just for the Airbnb.
Yes. Not for your body. Not for humans.
Got
right.
it. Okay.
So in the age of... working out,
mm-hmm.
right? Where yeah. everybody's on a new fad, new diet, new workout, everything, all that kind yep. of stuff. And you've got like the CrossFit was big for a while, right?
Sure.
Everybody was doing the CrossFit, throwing tires. And then the Peloton is kind of the thing that's taking over now. Like the big spin, it's like the spin cycle or the spinning class. And then you got the tablet, you do whatever. So in the essence of the Peloton and all these, you know, online coaching workouts and things like that.
Okay.
The world has brought to us.
What now?
The mirror.
What?
Yes.
Okay.
The mirror.
That's not new. A mirror.
But.
Okay.
The mirror.
Does it yell at you and shame you?
A nearly invisible interactive home gym.
What?
So it is literally just like it sounds. It's a mirror. So picture one of like if you went to Walmart and bought one of those full length mirrors.
Yeah.
Right? $10. You put it on the back of the door.
Yeah.
College. It's kind of like that. It's a little bit wider.
Okay.
But about this, probably the same height. A little bit wider than that. And it's just you can either mount it on your wall or it has a wall stand and it's a full length mirror. And when it's off, it's just a normal mirror.
Okay.
But when you turn it on.
Oh, geez.
It becomes your home gym.
Okay.
It becomes your home gym where you can not only see yourself, but your instructor appears in the mirror.
I feel like this is like the Evil Queen's like magic mirror. Yes. Like mirror, mirror on the wall.
Basically, that's exactly what it is. But this is a full-length, big-bodied mirror that like kind of like at the gym.
Okay.
Where not only are you looking at yourself, but now your instructor is coming through and showing themselves through the mirror at you. Along with, you can either have it with the instructor or you can join a class.
Oh.
And so you're watching the whole class.
Interesting.
Yes.
But the class is fake, right? Like, it's not like other people have mirrors.
It's not. It's a live class in New York City. So where this is coming out of, it's like a live yoga class. Or they have like yoga, boxing, cardio, weights, anything
you
can think of.
How do you see what's on the other side? This sounds like sorcery.
Because you're watching your instructor. So it kind of like blocks you out then. So you can see yourself. Well, you can see part of yourself, but then otherwise you can also see your instructor. I don't know. It's a weird thing. You got to watch the video on it.
So wait, are they live? Is the instructor live?
Yes and no. You can join a live class if you want.
Really?
Otherwise, they have about 50. Well, they have 50 live classes every week that you can choose from to sign up for. Otherwise, you can pick from like a saved workout.
So what does it look like on the other side?
They don't see you.
I know, but like what do they have like in their gym?
Probably just a mirror. It's a camera.
Oh, duh.
Duh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a camera. So the camera is what's projecting it back to you.
All right. I'm on board.
So the whole purpose of the mirror is that, so you can, you know, kind of like the Peloton is, it's this, you know, Peloton is you can watch the class and do all that kind of stuff. But the whole purpose of the mirror is that so you can watch yourself do the exercise because...
Oh, no.
I know, because a lot of what happens is that... people get injured because they're not doing things correctly. Like,
right.
We buy all of these online, you know, workout videos and routines and all that kind of stuff. And even though they try and tell you this is what you're supposed to do, nobody's watching your form or anything. So they actually show you what your form's supposed to look like. And you mirror the exercise and do it with them. And then, so there's actually a, like a heart rate monitor that you can put on. You can connect it to your Fitbit. All of that stuff pops up in the mirror as well. So you know what your heart rate is. It keeps your blood pressure going and all that kind of stuff. How many calories you've burned. Like your stats show up on the mirror as well. And then.
This seems like the future, Angela.
I know. And then you can also type in like if you have injuries. So like let's say like I have a right knee injury.
Okay.
I would put that in so that when I'm actually signing up, let's say I'm doing a boxing class or something.
Okay.
They would then at the bottom of the mirror, they have images that show you variations of what to do if you have an injury.
Sure.
So like you don't have to interrupt the class and like you know, they're like, hey, if you have, we see you have a right knee injury, this is how you need to do this move.
Right.
So then you do it that way. So it's actually
What's that called when they have modified version?
Yeah, they have modified exercises and stuff like that on the side. So all the classes that are on there, like I said, that you can do, like you can get out a yoga mat, you can do yoga with them, you can do boxing, cardio, there's weightlifting. Now, it doesn't come with all that stuff. Like if you want to do kettlebells or if you want to do weights and stuff like that. You have to provide your own or produce your own for that.
In your home gym. Yes. Well, I would say if you are somebody that has this mirror,
you can afford.
You probably have a home gym.
Right. Exactly.
You're not just doing it in your bedroom or your family room.
No. Now, it's not that much more pricier than like the Peloton is. And people go nuts over the Peloton. So I was actually looking at this. Like, I think this is actually a pretty neat concept. It's $1,495 for the mirror, plus tax and delivery, and it's like $250 to ship it, but I think they have like there was a free code on the website for free shipping or whatever, and then you actually pay $39 a month.
I was going to say there's got to be a subscription.
Because it's, you know, through the internet or whatever, but it comes with a wall mount and a stand, so you can either have it on the wall.
I see this being a thing for people because you're not going to a gym and having an instructor that's being like a dick to you.
Right. Or something like that.
Yeah. Like this, you're still having an instructor. You're still having like the workout environment of being at a gym.
Yeah.
But you're in the privacy of your own home.
Yeah, okay. and you're getting the benefits of some of that.
Sure. Or I feel that some people don't go to the gym because they're too embarrassed to be in a class, like to do like those kind of motions and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That they don't feel like I used to belong to a gym a long time ago, but I would never take any of like the classes. Because you don't know what you're doing. Yeah, and I didn't want to And plus, like, there's a mirror reflecting at me. Yeah. And I'm seeing that I'm not doing it like everybody else. And I'm just too much anxiety.
Well, at home, you don't have to worry about that. You can see if you're doing it right or not. You can kind of start, again, mirror the image of what you're doing. And I think the other thing with it, too, is that I think it's a really neat concept because you can do it on your own time. Mm-hmm. You can pull up the classes, whatever. Right. And I know that there's a lot of online workout classes and things like that, but it's almost like they come with CDs and you have to keep doing the same ones over and over. Where this one gives you 50 new live classes every week.
Yeah.
That you get to choose from and whatever. So it's actually mirror.co.
Okay.
Go check it out. It's the website.
$40 a month is not that expensive for a subscription.
And a professional actually comes out and sets it up for you. Oh. So they deliver it and then they have a professional come set it up for you.
Oh, so you're not struggling to like get it hooked up right or anything.
So, and the crazy part about all this is because then I was like, so it's like the Peloton. I mean, you're basically watching a video, but then you're watching yourself and all that kind of stuff. This year, so in 2019, they're actually rolling out a one-on-one personalized training that actually uses... So the mirror has a camera and speakers in it.
Oh.
So you can turn on the camera and pay for a personal trainer who will be in the mirror training you real time. Like, so I'd be like, hey, Molly...
Oh.
Let's do some squats.
Hang on. Let me pick up my underwear off
the floor. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Be like, oh.
This is kind of creepy.
Yeah.
Okay. But cool. I mean, yeah. I see that being very useful for people.
And so they're really focused on form because your form is what causes most of people's injuries because they're not doing the exercise correctly. And this way you can physically see yourself, compare yourself to the trainer in the mirror. And then if you actually have someone... I think, standing there, you know, going through that with you. It's like having a personal trainer without having to go to the gym. And like you said, seeing everybody that's there, trying to figure it out.
I think a lot of people don't belong to a gym because of that sort of stuff.
And then $40. I mean, a lot of gym memberships, I pay $87 a month to go to my gym.
Right.
And
that's not bad. I mean, after the initial purchase. Yeah.
Cool. So the whole goal, like their whole thing is to be like, we want you to like what you see in the mirror.
Oh, they got me.
That was kind of neat. So, I thought that was kind of a really, my only concern though is like if that camera, like can they look at you just whenever?
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Like, do you have to put a little thing over it like your webcam?
Take your webcam. Probably not. You probably have to initiate it, I would imagine.
And like, if you decide to get busy with your husband on the couch, you're going to be like, Molly, your form needs to
be... Ew.
Like, your trainer pops in.
Ew. Rotate your hips.
Faster. Harder.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I would hope that. Well, but I mean, that does sound like something that people could possibly like hack into or whatever.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's the internet. So, you can hack into just about anything.
That
or whatever,
is a little scary. But I do like the concept of it. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of neat. I mean, there's all these other things I saw too that, you know, different workouts, things that people are trying to do, you know, the get thin quick and but that one, that actually what's funny is that I saw a commercial for that. How I came about, I saw a commercial for that when I was in the Bahamas.
Okay.
So I was sitting there, like, got up one morning and I was having coffee and, I had TV on in the background for noise. And I was like, wait, what are you guys doing? Like, and I'm like, the mirror, you do what? And, like, this guy squatting and there's a different guy squatting in the mirror. And I'm like, I don't understand what's happening. Like,
you're like, is my mirror looking at me?
Yeah. What's and I'm happening? Like, what is going on? And so I kept watching it. And it was kind of like this little infomercial thing. And so I looked it up and went from there and kept it. Yeah. I think it's a really neat concept, especially, you know, anymore, it's people are always talking about, like, well, I'm trying to find a gym that I want to go to. And, you know, you've got your LA Fitness or your Planet Fitness and Gym and all these different places. And again, it's one of those where if you don't know what you're doing, you can injure yourself.
Right.
Or you end up not going because I only know how to use the treadmill. So why would I go?
Why am I paying that money just for a treadmill?
Yeah. And this way it's, you know, it's, you're subscribing to it. It's, I don't know. I think it's the wave of the future. It's working out in the future. I think it's kind of neat. So
I just
worry about who's popping in on me in the mirror.
Right. Like, if you have that option. Yeah. With the personalized thing.
Or like
or
if
whatever.
I go to get dressed in the morning and I'm like looking around, they're
like, Steve's like, I'm still here.
Yeah.
You never turned me off.
Not with those shoes, Angela.
Been here all night.
Not with those shoes.
That's really not a flattering top on
I can
you.
See your underpants through. You might want to put on a slip.
That's your VPL.
If you don't want to look like a potato, you can get the mirror.
Okay.
Or maybe they can buy the mirror and put it in the potato.
You're working out in a potato.
In a potato.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, in your Airbnb. So.
Too much.
Yeah, so that's what I had for
that's
us
really
today.
Cool.
So,
I like it.
I thought it was kind of neat. So, future of gyms. They may go extinct. Malls have become extinct. Malls are going extinct. Maybe gyms are going to become extinct.
Whoa.
You do it all from home now. We never
People
have to leave our
freak
house.
Out.
With human Uber.
Oh, man. That's kind of sad.
Nobody has to leave their house anymore.
Yeah, that is kind of sad.
Yeah, so.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't either.
Get out and enjoy the world. Get those gams out, people.
Get your gams out.
Get your gams
Get
out.
Get your silicone caps out. Go out and about. Enjoy the sunshine. Get a little vitamin D.
Oh, it has been nice having that vitamin D.
Yes.
That's for sure.
Yeah. Hashtag lube life. Sorry. I know we were in St. Louis over the weekend and it was beautiful out. So we sat by the pool. They had a really nice pool at the hotel we were
nice.
At. So we went out there for a little bit and I was out there for maybe 20 minutes and I'm like, my freckles, I gotta go inside. I didn't bring enough sunscreen.
No.
So yeah. Anyway, all right. Well, I think that's our show for the day.
Yeah, it's a little short one, but that's all right.
That's all right. Give me a little time back.
All right. There you go.
Well, as always, thanks everybody for listening. Head on out to Instagram @_SoThat'sATHingPodcast.
For sure. Oh, and we had talked about, just to let everybody know, we'll let you know for sure when we put it out there, but we will be getting a Facebook page as well. Angela's working on that because I don't Facebook. No. I don't know anything about the Facebook.
The Book of Faces.
The Book of Faces.
Yeah.
So, but we're going to get a Facebook. So as soon as we have that up, we will let everybody know what that is.
Come follow us, be our friends on there. And
cool.
Maybe, because I get tagged a lot. Thank you so much to everyone that tags me in Facebook stuff. And I just, I feel like it'd be a really cool way to, like, tag our podcast. What? Maybe other people can see it, listen, and enjoy the hilarity that is mine and Angela as well. So, all right. Well, thanks, everyone, for tuning in and listening. And thank you, world, for being bougie.
Bye.